Can you turn on your microphone, please? Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation for this conference. I guess that, well, as you see, unfortunately, I'm talking from a car because today we have one of the anniversaries of the victory of Soviet armies and Polish armies 1945. So we are here on the cemetery, on one of the military cemeteries in Poland. And unfortunately, when I'm speaking here, I was just waiting for the Russian ambassador to come and join us. But unfortunately, he had to stay in Warsaw because at the moment being the Russian school, Russian diplomatic school, which is placed in the center of the Polish capital, is stormed by the police, by the Polish police, just trying to get control over the building, violating all possible diplomatic conventions. So just to introduce you the situation in my home country in Poland, I wanted to say that I wanted you to hear about that. And from the geopolitical point of view, I gave you an illustration of an...
Mateusz, we cannot hear you.
Nothing. He has disappeared. Can you try to turn on your microphone again, please, Mateusz?
Mateusz, do you hear us? Unfortunately, we cannot hear you. Please check your microphone.
It says that the microphone is off.
How is it okay? Because,
now it's working.
Right? Can you hear me?
Yes.
So, confirming the topic of the conference, I mean the multipolarity, I think that from our point of view, from point of view of, let's say, middle-sized European countries somewhere in the center of Europe, it's reasonable to talk about the new reality of multipolar world, which is shaping, which is taking its shape on our eyes. I guess, of course, that the special military operation, the Russian military operation, territory of Ukraine, the Russian NATO conflict at the moment being will make all the things becoming more and more faster when it comes to geopolitics. Geopolitics is usually a sphere where there are processes, long-term processes, taking several decades or even centuries sometimes. But we are living in times when we are witnessing, all of us are witnessing the formation of a totally new world order, a multipolar world. For us, it might be a chance, I mean for Central European countries, but it also might be a danger if we choose the path of, let's say, Hungary, of Budapest, of the Hungarian government. It might be a chance, because for medium-sized countries, because for the countries geographically placed in our part of Europe, multipolarity might be perceived as a chance to maneuver between different contending blocs to take part in an important part in international relations, to mediate some conflicts and so on and so on. So the Central European region might be perceived as a kind of bridge between whom, we might ask. Of course, between the Eurasian integration bloc headed by Russia, but also to build a bridge, you have to have two banks of a river. The second bank of the river was supposed to be Europe and the European integration project. So what I want to say is that for the moment being, the European Union, as the previous speakers noticed and as we all know, is not a sovereign geopolitical subject, but is a territory practically militarily, politically, culturally occupied by United States. Without the existence of independent Europe, of continental independent Europe, we are not a bridge as Central Europe. The moment being, we are even something worse than we used to be before. We are an obstacle. We are a geopolitical obstacle. I mean, our governments, you have to admit that, an obstacle which is drowning Europe in Russophobia and in the world order, which is passing away. I mean, the hegemonic unipolar world order, the Anglo-Saxon world order. And we are, of course, in the avant-garde of escalation of the geopolitical confrontation we are witnessing. So there are basically two paths for our part of Europe. Hopefully, more and more people will understand, also thanks to the contacts, to the intellectual exchange with different experts, as those who are gathered here today, of different politicians, of opposition politicians. Well, you might explain us or our authorities, our politicians, especially those of you who come from Western parts of Europe, that we are on the wrong way now. But we are on the wrong way, which is not only anti-Russian, which it definitely is anti-Russian, of course, yes, which is not only against the multipolar world as a concept, as a geopolitical idea, but which is also against Europe. Basically, what we're witnessing now, when it comes to several Eastern and Central European countries, I'm not talking about Ukraine because it's just a territory, not a country, the moment being. I'm talking about Poland, I'm talking about the Baltic states, all three Baltic states. Well, unfortunately, we are also confronting Europe as a geopolitical concept, as a concept of sovereign, continental integration project, which would peacefully cooperate with other pools in the multipolar world. So the most important thing now is just to explain the people who we are from the geopolitical point of view. And we are Europeans, first and foremost. Then, of course, we are part of a greater geographical and philosophical even idea of Eurasia. Yes? So I guess that for the moment being, this is probably the most important task. That's why I wanted once again to thank you for not only for inviting me, but for such a conference as this. And I would also like to have the authors, those who are participating in the conference, publishing their articles and their concepts here in Poland to open some of the eyes of the people here in my country. Thank you very much for the invitation and for giving me the